Ukraine finds itself in new territory. Haiti relearns growth. And there are lions in Jordan and bears. Oh, my. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. If you've ever been through tragedy, you know that the healing process is usually both difficult and painful. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says Ukraine is in the middle of a similar process. See, they're trying to appease separatists while the U.S. and Europe are putting more pressure on Russia.
More than judging where the future is going to lead in this, I think we have to realize we are living today in a new paradigm. Things won't go back to normal. We have a completely new situation.
The fighting in eastern Ukraine has killed at least 3,000 people since April. Help the churches in Ukraine share the hope of Christ with people in need through our website.
God often brings very difficult trials into our lives to do amazing things for His glory. And we are praying that what we're seeing is God allowing a trial to come, a very difficult trial, that He may raise up a new generation of faithful believers.
Next, as ISIS spreads throughout the Middle East like a plague, more and more people are getting hurt. Is God calling you to do something about it? While financial support is needed, there's more to helping victims than just giving money. Food for the Hungry, Sat7 USA, and Voice of the Martyrs USA are all sharing creative ways to be a voice for the voiceless. It can be as simple as wearing a t-shirt. Get the details and get involved at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. You hear lots of things about Haiti. It's poor, it's broken, the government's corrupt, and that's all true. But so is this. The Haitian people are among the most resourceful, resilient people in the world. They just want a little guidance. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Pierre says,
Haiti has been the recipient of so much aid over the years that the culture is one of receiving and not giving. The essential nature of any Christian is one of giving rather than receiving.
BHM is rebuilding from the bottom up, teaching servanthood, and that requires a huge shift in thinking. They're starting with the youth.
They need to know that the Lord gives us something that we need to give to other people, and that's the gospel.
Training church leaders happens at the same time as the summer camps. You'll find the details at our website.
When one learns to work together as a unit, so much more is accomplished, and then they can come with their plans and present their programs to the missionaries, and then all we do is assist them in doing it themselves.
And something interesting emerges from all this serving each other and teaching other-centeredness. It sticks.
Teaching them to work together to accomplish ends. That only applies in the Christian life, but also in their churches and in their families and in their communities.
Meanwhile, do lions and elephants actually talk? Well, they do if they're wildlife storytellers, stuffed animals with a pocket holding an audio Bible. This month, Audio Scripture Ministries is distributing 600 to Sudanese refugee children in Jordan. Why stuffed animals? Well, see, research shows that a stuffed animal can actually ease the trauma caused by war. In an area where the Darfur refugees are overlooked, as the Syrians and Iraqis pour in, pray that healing begins as the kids hear God's heart in their own language. And have you ever gotten a gift that you didn't ask for when you needed it most? Greg Mangione of SOAR International says children in Abkhazia are grateful for the backpacks and school supplies they received last year. Mangione met with the pastors who distributed these gifts throughout the politically isolated country.
They just couldn't stop talking about how positive that was, sending those backpacks of school supplies over, how it encouraged them and helped their ministries. The kids loved them, and they see the kids still carrying these backpacks here almost a year later.
SOAR's doing it again this year, and they're sending a humanitarian aid container along with the school supplies. Here's how you can pray.
So we just appreciate prayers that this will both meet a physical need, these humanitarian aid shipments, but it would also give the church further respect in the community and an opportunity to share the gospel of Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Abraham and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through this unique story-based oral communication style. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.